Hi, I'm Blake Lothian, driver of the number 20 Wings and Wheels GGT Energy Solutions with Tyler Young Motorsports, and I'm on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of the most exciting drivers out there today. It is the driver of the number 20 GGT Energy Solutions Wings and Wheels Chevrolet, the one and only Blake Lothian. Blake, welcome to WGN.
Of course, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So talk about this. This is your dream. Been working at this for a while. You've achieved a certain amount of success, and now here you are, one of those iconic tracks in racing, Martinsville.
Of course, you just set the stage perfectly. I mean, this place is, and you grew up watching NASCAR on TV, and this is the place you see. This is where all the highlights happen. Jeff Gordon and, you know, winning that his final race here under the lights at Martinsville, that's one of the coolest memories I can think of for sure. But, you know, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, I made my debut here 2 years ago, so it's great to be at a track I'm familiar with for these 200 laps here coming up tonight.
And talk a little bit about the series and being part of it. I know that you've been doing some things on the Xfinity side and looking at that and the trucks, and specifically, what is it about the trucks in Martinsville that you like?
So for me, it's like I grew up as a short track racer, so I just love the nature how the driver has so much of an input and has control over the race. Same time, the truck series, you know, that could be a little bit debated, but growing up watching the truck series, you know, my mother and I would always just sit down every Friday night just watch the truck series. I don't know, there's just nothing cooler than pickup trucks, in my opinion. And then, of course, racing pickup trucks, you can't get any better than that.
Now, when we were off the air a little bit beforehand, you know, some of the obligations, obviously you got to keep your mind on the track and you want to do as well as possible. All that is essential, but some of the side effects are pretty cool too, right? So you had an opportunity, you were signing some autographs. Talk a little bit about that. Some of the outside stuff, do you see it as a distraction or is just part of the fun of being a driver?
Oh, for me, it's part of the fun. Like, at the end of the day, you know, I idolized the sport as a kid. So, like, being on the other end of it, it's the most surreal thing in the world. So, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't get why y'all are asking for my autograph. I feel like one of you. I feel like a lucky fan that's able to do this. Of course, all thanks to Wings and Wheels Foundation and GGT. But it's, to me, it's such a fun thing that you get to do. You know, you don't get to live like this forever. You know, eventually you retire at some point in your career and you think back and just like, oh, I wish I could have signed more autographs. So that's my biggest thing, is just try to interact with the fans and lead the sport better than how I found it.
Well, you know, you mentioned Jeff Gordon. He's a guy that still signs a lot of autographs, right? So if you could have a career like him, that would be great. Is that one of your kind of heroes in there? Or what are some of the drivers that you, as one of those younger drivers, that you really either idolized or identified with growing up?
No, I really like Jimmie Johnson. Of course, growing up in the early 2000s, that's the car you saw most. So I just kind of gravitated towards that Lotus Chevrolet, and I just became a fan of his as a kid. And then when I got the King NASCAR 15 on the Xbox, I started racing around McDowell a lot in that game. I started looking at his story, and he came from road racing. He had a road racing pass, and I was like, same here. I used to race go-karts a lot, road racing karts, and he interacted with me a lot. You know, he's been a nice support system as well, and lots of information from him. So I'm definitely a huge Michael McDowell fan, Jim Johnson fan, and I always love those Hendrick Chevrolets.
Great personalities on those guys, too. They're great ambassadors for the sport. You mentioned early on, and of course we did in the intro, the sponsors. All sponsors are good. Some sponsors are better, and some sponsors help people kind of get to where they're going in life, and specifically in racing. You mentioned Wings and Wheels. This is an organization we've been involved with and aware of a lot of great things, because not only are they out there carrying the message and the torch for racing, but they're actually helping young racers, even young racers like yourself, get on track.
Oh, of course, and that's a rare thing to find in this day and age, is people just trying just to help racers, and that's what the Wings and Wheels Foundation is doing for me currently, and they're helping a lot of other drivers in other disciplines, like IMSA, open wheel racing as well, and then NASCAR. So it's an amazing foundation. I recommend everyone go look into it and donate if you can. It's an amazing organization, and I'm more than proud to be a part of it.
Blake Lothian out there trying to win races, but also make the world a better place at the same time, and riding with him is GGT Energy Solutions. Give a little shout out to those guys. It's a beautiful car. I've seen it, the number 20, and what do they do?
Oh my goodness. It's a perfect company, because they find ways that you're losing energy, and they find ways to reinvest the money, say once you start working with them, they find ways to reinvest that money that you'll be losing on energy and keep trying to help you save money, be better for the environment. So it's a win-win in the end.
It is a win-win. And when you say win, that's where you want to be, Blake. I got to tell you, of course, you know that. It's in the rules. You know, you want to end up in victory lane. And just recently talking with William Byron after he won the Daytona 500, he agrees there's nothing that can top the El Bandito Yankee Pole Award that he won at Slinger Nationals. And, of course, we share that with him all the time. He wishes he could achieve that kind of success on a regular basis. But for Blake Lothian, obviously a big fan of El Bandito. El Bandito's a big fan of you. If you win, let's just say, when you win and are in victory lane, how are you going to celebrate?
Oh, of course, with some El Bandito and partying with my friend Ray. So it's, you know, in the end of the day, I just like to have a good time and obviously thank all the sponsors that have made this all possible up to that point. So if my mom wasn't here, I'd be thanking every single sponsor up to that point, from go-karts all the way up to this point. So
it's okay. You got the big ones in, and of course, Wings and Wheels helping to make it possible, and of course, helping to coordinate for the big shout-outs and everything today. So good luck to you, Blake. Good luck. A lot of people pulling for you. You know that. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Of course, thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity to be on. Thank you.